My name is Chris McComas. I'm a candidate for the head coaching position at the University of North Dakota.
Chris, did you expect this all to happen, you know, to come together like this?
I did not at all. I did it as kind of a little gag with some friends of mine that work in college athletics around the country and kind of expected that to be it. Them laugh, maybe the people in North Dakota get a laugh out of it, and that kind of be the end of it. Little did I know 18 hours later it would be entirely something different.
Talk me through the process of how the paper out there, the Grand Forks paper, got a hold of, you know, your application, and then once that was posted and how everything's just blown up from there.
I had noticed they were posting on anybody that applied for the position, and kind of went on Twitter and looked and saw one of the reporters mentioned that he knew nothing about Chris McComas or why he'd even apply for the job. So I sent him a tweet and included my resume and asked him if he would hire this guy, and that was kind of the start of it. And I had emails and calls from their reporters up there wanting to do a story, and that launched about 7:30 yesterday evening. And since then, it's been a snowball effect nationally.
Yeah, what's it been like since then? You mentioned that you've had, you know, tons of retweets, tweets, whatever, emails, you know, people reaching out to you. What's that time period been like since yesterday evening?
I work in IT, so I understand how social media spreads and how fast, but actually being the person involved, it's entirely something that you can never expect. Actually, my wife just texted me about a half hour ago. A friend of hers was in a business meeting in Philadelphia, and they're coming up with marketing slogans for the quarter of one next year, and somebody suggested Chuck the Pigskin, which has kind of been my catchphrase, so apparently it's making its way into the business world already.
How many people have you done interviews with today?
I've had requests. I can't even count the requests. I've kind of picked through. I've done about a dozen today, and that's local media, Grand Forks, North Dakota media, and then national media.
What's the biggest media that's so far contacted you that you've done an interview with?
I just got done with an interview with ABC News, national news, so that'll appear on their site later today. Also, Bleacher Report and SB Nation.
What's that like as a guy who worked in equipment? You know, you were kind of the behind-the-scenes guy of Marshall football. You know, you're not getting much limelight or whatever, and you put out something you think is just going to be funny with the buddies, and it turns into this.
It's a pretty incredible feeling. Like, I'm a big fan of all these sites that have done articles on me. I love the stuff they post, and I never expected to see my name up there, my articles and my pictures on all these sites, and it's just really kind of exciting. I know my friends have all been keeping up to date. I've heard from several of them saying they hope they don't get fired because all they can do today is keep up with everything that's coming out.
So let me ask you this. Only five wides, that's all you go?
For now. That's what I got asked earlier about if I would ever use a running back, and I said I'm not the type that never say never, but we'll never use a running back. We'll go get our receivers, and we'll go downfield.
And only Coke in the refrigerator, huh?
I don't even know why I thought of that. I think I was drinking a Coke as I was typing out the PowerPoint, and it kind of came to me. And people, it's funny that of all the stuff I put in there with the email and the PowerPoint, I've heard from so many people that said I would be their pick just for the fact that I drink Coke over Pepsi. I didn't necessarily realize the Coke versus Pepsi wars were that big of a deal.
What do you think obviously great reception for everybody. Everybody kind of is amused by the whole thing. What do you think the people as far as in the athletic department at the University of North Dakota are thinking about the whole thing?
I haven't heard officially from them, so I'm kind of nervous. But I've heard from people in probably more than a dozen athletic departments around the nation, and they absolutely love it. I've heard all the football coaches at one school, an FBS school, said they're going to update their resumes to kind of match mine and go from there. So I have a feeling that they're enjoying it. I just haven't heard officially from them yet.
How long do you think this lasts? You know, obviously it's blown up since 7:30 last night, interviews all day. You think this fades tomorrow, or is this last into the weekend for you? Or
I thought it would be done by now. Somebody asked me that this morning. I think through the day and tomorrow, it'll start to fade tomorrow, and the weekend there'll be a lot of news out, different stuff going on. So a few more hours, hopefully.
Your phone keep you up half the night?
I went to bed at 12:30 or so and cleared all of my emails, and I woke up this morning at 6:15 with over like 380 emails. And that's my Twitter notifications of people following me or people adding me on Facebook. That's basically all that was, and a matter of 5 hours through the middle of the night.
How did your employers in the IT react this morning, and how have they dealt with it today?
I was kind of interested about that, and I walked in. Several of them called me coach. We had our Christmas dinner over in the Don Morris room with a bunch of people, and people giving me thumbs up and telling me good luck, awesome job. So they've all been really receptive of it. I know my boss emailed me this morning with a question and referenced me as coach in the email when he was asking me to help him out with something. So it's been a positive reception over there.
But you say that, you know, it's been such overwhelming today that you had to take this afternoon off.
I did. I actually took annual leave this afternoon. It just, my email, my phone, my work phone, I found my phone number on Marshall's website. So I just needed to get away, and I'll go home and do some work from home and a couple more interviews.
If the people at North Dakota would actually call you and say, hey, come out and talk to us as a publicity type thing, would you do it?
Without question. I've been asked that question more than any, and I would go out there in a heartbeat. Actually, the individuals down at Brand Yourself at Heritage Station are having T-shirts made up that say Chuck the Pigskin, and I actually told Chris Wallace, who runs it down there, if North Dakota calls and offers me an interview or offers me to come up there, I'm going to grab a bunch of shirts from him and take up there for their athletic department staff.
Have you looked at the Chuck the Pigskin on Twitter, you know, here in the last few hours, and the fact that it's one of the top trending topics?
It's actually getting up there. We thought it would last night when Deadspin came out and Bleacher Report, and we didn't quite get it, and today it's just been... Sporting News picked it up, Sports Illustrated picked it up, so it just keeps on growing, and it's pretty fun to watch and read everything. I've tried to go through and read as much as possible, but it's to the point where I just can't keep up with absolutely everything anymore.
So what happens now?
We'll see. I'm kind of excited to see where it goes or see. I mean, I just walking over here, I saw CBS Sports did an article that I had no idea about, so I'm kind of along for the ride like everybody else and see what else pops up.
Well, thanks for stopping by with us, Chris.
Thank you for having me.